Well, thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Issues in Focus. My name is Todd Christopher. Now, we're going to focus today on a unique ministry for youth called Child Evangelism Fellowship, or CEF. Maybe you've heard of it. As we're heading into the summer months, CEF is offering opportunities for families to host summer events for kids, which gives them an opportunity to be introduced to Christ. Well, joining us to tell us a little bit more, it's Trish Gustafson. She is the director of the South Central Chapter of CEF of the Upper Peninsula. So, Trish, why don't we start out with a quick history of CEF? What is the backstory? How did they get started?
CEF was founded by Jesse Irvin Overholtzer in 1937, and he had this burden to see children be able to receive Christ as Savior. When he was 12, he was convicted of his sin. He went to his folks and his mom, and you know, what do we do? And she said, you're too young. Not now. You have to wait till you're older. So it wasn't until he was in college when, once again, he heard the gospel and received Christ as Savior. So he's growing up knowing that kids cannot receive Christ because they're too young. He became a pastor, still with this teaching, until he got sick, was bedridden, and to pass the time, he was reading Spurgeon's sermons. And in there is a quote that is very famous to the CEF family: a child of five, if properly instructed, can as truly believe and be regenerated as an adult. It blew his mind. He said, no, this cannot be. So when he got better and out of bed, he went and he tried it. He went to his neighborhood girls. There was two girls there and a family in his neighborhood. He told them the gospel. They professed to receive Christ. Their mom started coming to church. Their mom professed to receive Christ. And when Mr. Overholtzer asked her why, she said, it was because of the changed lives of my children, my girls. And that just, boom, he changed. When he was 60 years old, he started this ministry because the burden, not just for the children of the United States, but for the children of the world, had gripped him. And there we go.
So basically, you're asking families if they have a week this summer where they can spend a couple of hours a day to host a CEF event in their neighborhood so that kids can be impacted for Jesus. Talk about what that looks like.
For the family, it's going to look like a party out in the front yard because you're going to have the neighborhood kids coming in while they're gathering, while everybody's coming, you know, at various times before it starts. We have runaround games, getting them involved, getting them a little bit of energy expended, but waiting until everybody's there. And then we all gather over to the main event where you're going to have the most fun of all, learning about God the Father through learning about God the Son, Jesus. And then during this time, the kids are hearing Bible lessons, hearing and seeing Jesus as he is portrayed through the Gospels. One of the verses that they're going to be going home with is John 3:16. Not just learning the words, but we have this opportunity to explain the words, to apply those words to their life, to get them into their brains through games of repetition, through songs that have just get it right into their very soul. There's a fun time of missionary story, hearing about this year it's Mary Slessor, missionary to Calabar, and her adventures. It's just a time when the kids are full of really joy in learning about God. And as a host family, who you're sitting out there watching the kids, look at that. They're learning about God, and they're doing it here, and it's I've had a part in this.
Now, maybe a family is thinking, I don't have any teaching experience, any youth group experience. Do you need experience like that to host a CEF event? Or maybe a better word would be facilitate an event.
Yeah, facilitate is a good word, because they're not the teachers.
Yeah.
The teachers are imported by CEF. You don't need youth pastoring background to invite your neighborhood kids over to your yard. You just invite them over, and the teachers will come and do the teaching.
Yeah.
And your gift, your responsibility is to be praying while the club is going on, be praying after the club is going on, and then getting to know these kids. Just say, hey, here you were at 5-day club. How about if you're interested in coming to our kids program at church with us?
Right.
And
right.
Then you can hand them over to those quote-unquote trained youth group leaders.
So if someone is interested in hosting a CEF event at their home this summer, where do they start?
Getting in contact with their local CEF director. For the folks in your Wisconsin listening area, I go to the website, CEF of Wisconsin, and right there they've got a form that you can fill out if you're interested in more information about the summer, either Summer Good News Club or Summer 5-Day Club. For your listeners in the Michigan area, they would be contacting me. My email, by phone, it's a landline, so texting is not available, but the landline, just call me up or the email, and I'll get back to you and we'll set something up or give you more information so you can decide whether or not it's something that will fit your heart's need to reach out to the neighborhood.
Yeah. And again, that contact information for Trish Gustafson is her email address, which is ceftrish, all one word, at chartermi.net. That's ceftrish at chartermi.net. That would be for our listeners in the Northern Upper Peninsula area. Or her phone number is area code 906-774-0683. Thank you so much, Trish, for your time today.
Oh, thank you.
And we thank you for listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.